Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this, it's a Thursday again, isn't it? The 18th. Of April 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And, well, it is usually a curious addition. You know, I'll usually have a well-known affiliate we've had around the station, maybe a guest, but certainly, I mean, it's kind of the end of the, let's face it, by Friday, you don't really get any new news for the most part. Anything that's to be reported before Monday, you know, minus machinations behind the scenes and all, but no, we have a, we've had an interesting month so far. I have Robbie in Florida back with us as guest today, folks. Robbie, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
You sound good. Yeah, clear. Yeah, you sound good. I don't know. Maybe we need a radio name for you. You know, maybe like a gangster name. You know, Robbie the Bagman. In Florida.
No, I used to be over 9,000. That was my name, over 9,000. I used to go with that.
Nice. Yeah,
and Mike even had a little jingle that went with it. He knows what it's all about. In fact, when B had a show on, I used to call in there all the time. Debate with B about systemic racism and things like that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with V. I mean, I may not have agreed with all of his viewpoints and focus, but I did check out a handful of his shows every now and again, and he certainly had some interesting takes, certainly on the technology.
Quite a long time, going back for quite a many networks.
Ooh, okay, we've got a little
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I thought I recognized some of that in there. Okay.
Happy solstice to you.
Over 9,000. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, V talked about being a targeted individual a lot. I know that was his biggest thing, convinced that, you know, I don't know, but that the government is keeping the extra spy focus on certain individuals for whatever reasons, or that he was even, that they were trying to send signals to him, what was that all about?
I don't know. My thing with him was he'd go on about how much racism there is on Gab and these people using the N-word and calling everyone that, and I told him, well, it might be troll farms or it might be someone sitting in their basement. I do not see skinheads down the street beating on black people. However, I do see black people beating on white people. I almost got beat a while back, you know, just walking down the road. My car's broke down at a shop. I don't even want to talk about that. But, yeah, and I like being and everything, but I disagreed with him a lot about that. I mean, he figured, you know, sometimes he would pretty much says black people have a right to beat the crap out of you if you see the N-word around them. You know, he thought that was kind of funny. I don't know. I like the guy, but when he get on there and start talking about there's so much white on black crime or there's so much racism, and I would debate him, tell him, you know, I think black people come a long way. I grew up around black people, you know, so I've seen black people get more militant in the last 30, 40 years than anything, more violent than they were when I was a kid. They called each other brother, you know, hey, brother, now it's the N-word, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a death sentence if you say it. But anyway.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, he seemed to be very much against the establishment, the programming and conditioning, and certainly anti government industrial complex, if you will. But at the same time, I mean, a lot of hard leftist views kind of like towing the line of like the oppressed blacks. And these days, I mean, it's so the opposite. Everything is targeted against the conservative white male. And he didn't seem to acknowledge that for whatever reasons. But definitely interesting stuff on his show there. You know, I mean, the first thing I wanted to ask, since I got you here, your undivided attention, as it is. Well, I don't know. You seem to be aware of the Jewish power structure and the issues with a lot of that. And of course, it's not all Zionists. A lot of it comes from more like the Bolshevik side, if you will. But at the same time, I mean, you seem to also have very hostile, almost, view of Iran, you know, one of their main, I don't know, I always think the enemy of my enemy is my friend in a certain sense, you know.
Oh, no, I don't have any Iranian people. I've seen documentaries on, I've met people from Iran. I don't have anything. I think it's a theocracy. What I was saying the other night when I called in was they were hanging people. I don't know, you had a host on, he said, well, in particular, homosexuals were, no, this was a show I seen, and I sent you a video. I don't know if they're hanging people now, but how they hang people in Iran, they were hanging people from cranes by their neck. You can look into it. That's all I said. I'm sure they're, I've seen a really good documentary with, who was that?
What time period? Oh, Ken
O'Keefe? I seen a video with him going to Iran and showing you that there's Jews there, there's Christians there and everything, but still, I'm sure paranoid. What's that?
Do you know what time period approximately with the, you know, these
hangings?
Torturous. What's that?
Oh, it was in the 90s or maybe the early 2000s. I can't remember, but I do remember seeing it. It was on 60 Minutes. I tried to look up the show, and I found some other things, you know, but I couldn't find YouTube.
Okay, so yeah, this is relatively recent in terms of the types of even recording devices and just era. I mean, because it's sure understood that when we had the Western backed puppet regime, if you will, with the Shah up until the late 70s. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Extreme fundamentalist like Stephen and I were talking off air a bit about that. But yeah, no. Okay, so you're saying like late 90s, early 2000s, but
yes,
it still doesn't reflect the whole era since the Shah and what have you, and how it's been a progressive. As opposed to a theocracy, I'm sorry, I can't. What would you say when it's a non-religious government? What's the term again?
For non-religious government.
Well, it's a non-theocracy. I don't know. I forget.
Oh, growing up, learning about, I don't know a whole lot about Iran. Growing up, we learned about Iran, but went on the Iran crisis. The Ayatollah, he's, you know, religious leader. They have it's a grand by
religion. No, I mean, it was a Western kind of, but it was against, under the Shah, I mean, it was like, it was kind of against the religious extremism.
Oh, yeah. It was more modernized when he had it. I knew people who were born there. Actually,
but it was kind of like corrupt in its own way. I mean, just the influence it had from grassroots origins. You know, so I would be less surprised if it was, you know, regardless of how extreme the religious climate, you know, that these torturous kind of, but I don't know, you know, perhaps that is just kind of part of their. It depends on what the people were guilty of. And I think maybe Keith Preston, you know, my guest, maybe he brought that up too on Tuesday. I mean, what were the people guilty of who were treated in such torturous deaths?
Well, one kid was 17 years. I mean, it was a young boy, two young boys, and there was like a couple of women and a man. It was five people. They hung them all on this yoke, man. I'm telling you, I've seen it. And they didn't just drop. They drop them and pull them up. They didn't die right away. They made them suffer. And it was the 60 Minutes. I can't remember who was doing it. It might have been Laura Logan because she was in the night. Well, it could have been her. Somebody's 60 Minutes. I don't know, but it showed it. And then it showed how they would bury women up to their head with these foam around them, and then these mullahs would come to have these rocks, and they'd stone them in the head.
Okay, but wait, did you mention Laura Logan being in the...
It might have been her. It could have been her.
You know, because I mean, you know, like when you have some of these, like, you know, just hardcore Jewish independent media pundits, you know, and she's, you know, such as her. I mean, you know, you have to be suspicious that it's like kind of cherry picking to try to demonize their opposition, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I did see it. It was a documentary, and it just showed them and let them see. They let them watch these people be hung. We had these five people be hung, and they were kind of like, "Wow, they're pretty hardcore, pretty with their religion and all." Of course.
If we were hanging our bankers and you know, criminal politicians over here, we might have a better situation. So, you know, it depends on how you look at that too. But
Yeah.
Well, hey, I don't know what we might. Oh, yeah, secular. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Secular.
Yeah,
no, that was. I was going to say that. Yeah,
secular. Yeah, more. Yeah, under the Shah, it was more secular than theocratic. And yet, you know, you have to, again, see how sometimes the moral climate can be upheld better when they have more strict punishments under a more, you also look at Christianity throughout the ages and how it's at times dealt with its Jewish component better than other.
I think that Shaw that was in there, he was torturing people too. He was torturing the religious people. So there's never really been a really good balance there. But now what I'm thinking is I was watching Whitney Webb. I agree with her. If you listen to her, she makes it out like Iran, like everyone has caved into this new world order thing. They're all going to go along with it. Could it all be based around religion? Could they be using, you know, because religion works pretty good. The Bible, they could use it for like a program, you know, like everyone go along with this and then we come out with this thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a matrix in itself. I mean, it's like a program. You know, I went to church. I grew up in church. I was with a group of Christians. We used to go out and win souls to people. We'd win, you know, have them say the sinner's prayer on the sidewalk in front of their buddies, and their buddies would laugh at them. And I'd say to them, hey, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. I know quite a bit about the Bible. I grew up, and when I found out about the whole Jewish thing, like I said, I just said, you know what? You know, I just can't do this anymore. I can't believe in something that I... And again, anything Jewish, any kind of religious doctrine that comes from Judaism, I'm real skeptical about now. I mean, I kind of, like I said, I told you before, I just walked right out of my faith. I don't hate anybody who's a Christian, and I don't like to piss people off when I call here sometimes. But I think that Christianity is a big part of the three Abraham religions. I'm always saying this. I think they're all part of the whole plan, you know,
I've kind of evolved into a similar... Well, very similar. I mean, I have the same, which I'm careful how much, again, how I stress in the RBN environment, and I know we're trying to not divide and conquer, but at the same time, we should be able to state our views once in a while. But yeah, no, I agree. And
I am spiritual. I do believe in the supernatural. I've had some experiences that I think that were supernatural, and I'm not an atheist. I just like to use the word good. I believe in good. Not, you know, not God, because there's so many interpretations of what is God, and you look down, and God is always this angry, you know, this angry, jealous being, you know, and I've just grown out of that, you know. But I see you can really, what religion really does to people and how it binds them and puts, it's like a mind cage. You're not a free thinker if you're really, from some of the things I've experienced and some of the people I've been around. But anyway, but you know where I'm coming from. You know, I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
But we can say that religion is being used in this whole, something's about to happen here with all of this prophecy stuff. What if the super elite people know it's all a scam and the lesser people don't, and they believe all of it, and it happens. They're making this, they could make this Armageddon happen. You know, I personally, like I said, I tend to believe that the whole world is in on this stuff. If there's a fight, it's a show, you know, because I think Iran goes along with some of these new Green Deal crap like everyone else has. I mean, how could you fight the whole world? You're just a couple of countries, even if it is Russia and Iran. Wouldn't it be better just come up with some kind of a scam, you know, that everybody kill everybody and pollute the planet even more than it is? It's, you know, people, or they knew it all along, or this whole thing's been planned out along. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, no.
Sound crazy?
Not at all. No, but I immerse myself in people who think like yourself every day, so I'm not a good judge, perhaps. I'm probably a little out there too, folks. So
no, it's just you see things how they are, and
mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep up
with
how I
see things are. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, for some of us, it's how we even spend our free time. You know, keeping up with this stuff to a large degree.
And
I need to get back into. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you please.
And you can't get around like-minded people. That's why it's so refreshing to call and talk to some people who are halfway agree with me, because if you try to have an intelligent conversation about the things we're talking about to most people, they'll get away from it pretty quick, you know, from what I've seen. You know, most people just don't want the reality change. They're happy where the reality is, you know. I find that very fascinating on top of everything. All it took was a video for me to watch. All it took was a 5-minute video, Dancing Israelis, and about 8 years ago. And then I don't know, this thing I seen, I really didn't look at stuff on the internet a whole lot back then. I just got a smartphone then, and I looked at this, and I watched over and over, and I just had to question everything, you know, Abrahamic or Jewish or whatever. I had to question all that. I still do. I mean, it's really amazing how... I don't know. You look down at yourself, or like I said before, you got a name like John, Paul, Peter, or a Hebrew name like Rebecca or whatever. You look down your circumstance. I mean, you look around, you're part of their whole matrix. You are part of it. If you're a Christian, how can you not be? How can you not be Jewish in some way? A lot of Christians say, "I am a Jew. I'm a Jew for Jesus," like Tom from Florida says.
Yep. Right. And well, yes, as far as, you know, this latest escalation, I mean, it really all seems very suspicious. I mean, even now, though, this retaliation from Iran, remember, it is a retaliation, you know. I mean, after everything that Israel had done recently, we had apartment buildings, and then this in Damascus embassy, property of Iran, which caused this. But I mean, when you look at October 7th, I mean, I see this as something that was wouldn't have happened before they allowed or engineered, rather, October 7th to happen. You know, this provocation of Iran and its response was planned to happen after October 7th, I'm saying. And of course, we had, it was the Yom Kippur. In 73, that 50 years later, and we have all these astrological, you know, blood moons and eclipses and what have you, and the 50-year anniversary is when this occurs. Then I just mentioned how we hear now the UN panel says Israel is obstructing its investigation of October 7th. You know, wow, already at the break. Okay, well, here, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com. SusanAnnSecret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Robbie in Florida. And over 9,000. Over 9,000. Robbie over 9,000. How about that? Does that work?
That'll work.
And so, yeah, I had a little bit. This was actually even in the New York Times, I guess, over at Citizen Watch Report. They had a link to New York Times, nytimes.com for this one. And it's, you know, it's kind of like an, well, a news aggregator, you know, a bit of a blog, Investment Watch blog. It used to be then Citizen Watch Report. They changed it too because they didn't want to pay for the renewal of the domain there. But so Geneva, April 16, a UN-mandated commission of inquiry that probes violations of international human rights law on Tuesday accused Israel of obstructing its efforts to collect evidence from the victims of the attack by Hamas in southern Israel on October 7. Quote, so far as the government of Israel is concerned, we have not only seen a lack of cooperation, but active obstruction of our efforts to receive evidence from Israeli witnesses and victims to the events that occurred in southern Israel, unquote, said Chris Sidati, one of three members of a commission of inquiry into abuses committed in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. So, yeah, very suspicious, wouldn't you say, Robbie?
I don't think there was any hostages. If there was anybody killed, I think the IDF did it. Who's there to dispute it? They're about killed everybody off. I mean, you know, that's how they do things. That's your October surprise there, too, you know? That's how they do things. They dress up like Arabs and blow things up and then blame it on Arabs. You know, have they been doing that? It's the same game. Usual suspect. I don't think, and well, they, what they created Hamas like they did ISIS. I mean, we're all singing to the choir here. We all know this.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do? I mean, that's how they do things. I don't think they did anything, but you know, we got our problems here too with the border.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And, but you know, it's horrible. I look at it every day. I see images of it, and I post them. I show them to my friends, and it's just, that's all you can do. I feel sorry for them people.
But yeah, I didn't want to...
we're the next. We're next. That's the thing. If this kind of thing goes on, we're the next. We're part of the Amalek, like William was talking about. We're right in there with them. I mean, we're all Palestinians now.
Oh, yeah.
Heard that expression.
I mean, it's interesting because with this Eurasian shift, for years now, I've been hearing about how Israel is setting everything in place for a smooth transition to be able to leave the U.S. in the dust, if need be. You know, more a cooperation with the rest of the world's trade, the One Belt, One Road and all that with China, BRICS nations. So, you know, in general, you have what, the Middle East, Europe, still friendly with the whole trade, Asian sort of Pacific thing. And, you know, Israel, well, is just destroying their potential to work with the international community in that sense. It's not helping them for economic and trade functions. Over here, though, I mean, yeah, we have a lot of problems, and certainly Jewish power is largely at play. Of course, both parties are saturated. And there is an anti-white agenda, you know. I think that each party does different things. You have the Republicans working more toward the totalitarian big tech, deep state thing, you know, and not as much on some of the other agendas, but being a steam valve. RFK Jr., we're hearing now, Robbie, won't pursue libertarian nomination. He's saying Team Trump asked him to be a VP. Did you hear anything about this?
No, I didn't hear anything about that. No.
All right, yeah.
But there you go. Now his father gets killed by the Mossad, and he's going to go to work for him. If he's going to be right there with Trump. He's another one that puts the little hat on and goes over there to the wall. He's married to one. I mean, there you go. So there's no winning. You get him in there. I don't know. We're done with politics. Like a lot of other people say on here, you can't vote your way out of it. I guess Trump, yeah, I guess, well, everyone will get the gas down for a little while until he drags us into World War III, or he makes a deal with the whole world. I mean, he's a deal. If he's the man that art of the deal, why don't he just sew this whole thing up? Either we can go two ways. We can go with this Bible stuff, this prophecy that's all lining up, the heifer, the Rock of the Mount, all this stuff. We can go with that over quick when the Lord's coming. We can go with that program, or we can go, well, there's something bigger.
Right.
There's something bigger than that. There's something behind all that. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
With all these jokers, all of them, they're all in on it.
Here, we'll be back, folks.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com, We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. You're on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Robbie.
We're over
9,000. And so, yeah, just to give you a bit more from this headline on RFK, they're saying this presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has declared he will not seek the Libertarian Party nomination, saying he's confident he'll achieve ballot access across the country on his own. Meanwhile, in a social media skirmish with Team Trump, Kennedy said Trump associates asked him to consider becoming the former president's running mate. So that's a big if and maybe and hearsay there, but you know, on social media, Kennedy said Trump's associates asked him to consider, you know, so that, yeah, it's, but who's to say who Trump would have as VP when it comes down to it? It would be interesting.
Yeah, it would, but they look good together. I mean, they're both from the same cloth, cut from the same cloth. They're both from, like, New York, he's from Massachusetts, and he's from New York, and they're typical city people who.
Well, didn't
don't
Trump
really
used to be more? Didn't Trump used to be more a Democrat back in the day? I heard.
He was both. Uh-huh. Don't get me on him. I think he's a pedophile. No one says that on here, but I will. I think he.
Epstein,
I'm sorry.
Epstein.
I think the guy's a creep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do. I really do. You ever heard Maria Farmer talk about him with Whitney Webb? The phone call. I think I sent you that one time. Listen to what she says. Trump was at Epstein's house every night at 9 o'clock. And there's some other creepy stuff. I won't go into it, but I think he is. I wouldn't put it past him. The guy, I never liked this show. I never liked the guy in the first place. But
Trump
I really
the
don't
Apprentice.
Like him. Yeah, I don't like the guy. This arrogant, he's a freaking actor. And right, I can keep saying he'd be dead if he was really hated by anybody. Come on.
Well, he certainly has that captivating, mesmerizing personality in his speeches. I mean, you know, he talks about how he's going to fix everything and what he's already done so far. And I mean, now, you know, he really does have the whole campaign trail speech thing down, though. You have to give him that.
Yeah, I like for him to meet some of the vaccine-injured people I know who are dying.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, he's talking about mRNA and cancer research. Yeah, just come on.
What a piece of crap. That guy's he'd sell us down the river in a minute,
But, you know, as much as I understand the accelerationists' urgency in their stance, I don't know if I would just want another Biden 4 years, Biden administration with these extreme, UN, a global agenda, Agenda 21, you know, sort of initiatives. I mean, and they're just breaking the country at breakneck speed. And, you know, I mean, regardless, I don't see how it helps us to, you know, not have a break from, you know, some of this green agenda and some of the inflation and whatever, if we're trying to prepare for whatever we have to, and, you know, a possible pushback even, or living in our own communities, just self-sufficient as much as possible. But I mean, I don't know. What do you really have to be all or nothing with the accelerationist viewpoint, Robbie?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Let it excel. But, you know, it doesn't matter which one you get in there. We're headed for a disaster here. I mean, yeah, it looked better with Trump in there. I mean, he did fight some things. I'm going to give him a tiny bit. I don't like to give him any credit at all, but at least he acted like he was against a lot of things that we don't like. You know, well, I don't know. I hear he's caved into gay marriage and all that before. I don't know. I mean, I just, the guy is slimy. But yeah, okay, if it come down to it, if I want a turd or I want a bowl of camel crap, or a bowl camel snot, I'll take the turd over here. I don't know how other to build a metaphor for what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'd take him over the other guy, get gas down for a while, like I said. But he still plays with the same people. They're all in the same, we know this, they're all in the, just wonder how it's going to turn out too, you know? I mean, maybe the games will begin. Something really crazy is going to happen when either one of them gets in there. Or something crazy is going to happen before they get in there. They're fixed to pull something off. You can bet on it. I mean, we can feel it. You can taste it, you know?
Absolutely.
Do something.
Leading up to November and or through January, no matter what happens, there'll be reasons for psyops, motives, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And there are a lot of agendas they want to further along, so...
Right. Cut off some supplies, maybe blow up some more bridges, train derailments, chicken farm. You name it. I mean, go down the list. I mean, it's Hunger Games. We're living it. It's all of those sci-fi movies we're living. Oblivion. Pick one. They're showing you every, you know, I do believe, I'm starting to believe that predictive programming because you see a little bit of everything in there. You know what they're doing. You know, I'm just waiting for a Terminator to come crawling out of a manhole and chase me, you know. And it's also dystopian. It really is.
It is. The green agenda really is a big part, I see, of the dystopia and the way they're going to, justify bringing all this in gradually. You know, I mean, you must have less so that they can have more sort of thing. You know, I mean, and they're further along in much of Europe, which is sad because that's really our, you know, the base of our people, you know, of our Caucasian folk. But German minister, for example, over there now is proposing indefinite driving bans on the weekends amid climate law disputes. So, yeah, that's what they're threatening now, that soon, well, this German minister is saying there could be potential weekend driving bans. You know, amid a government standoff, they're already having on emissions reduction law reforms. It's always called reforms. You know, that's a strong euphemism for a lot of this. You know, it's a lot of like UN, EU dictated
that you see in a lot of the European countries these days. You know, I mean, they have no control over their own municipalities, Robbie.
Yeah, that seems to be catchy. You know, they did that. We hear a lot of that coming out of London, England. Out of England, they're not letting people drive, or you go so far, they fine you, or no drive. Yeah, you've heard about all that. I've heard some of that from some of the callers that call in. I think Scorpio said he was in Norway, and they want to charge you $5 for every 5 miles you drive. You got to pay a toll there to travel, you know. So, yeah, I mean, they're just tightening up the rope here. Definitely. And I don't like to say I'm not American. I don't want to be American anymore. I mean, but I've thought about Thailand. I keep thinking about it, how cheap it is. I keep seeing all kinds of TikToks of people have been there. I know people have gone there and moved there, moving there. And just to get the hell out of here, because like I said, if it ever comes Mad Max around here, you think, you know, people are going to be some certain people that are going to be chimping out. You know what I mean? I don't want to be here. You know, I don't want to have a gun out or shoot them. I'd rather be in some peaceful place, you know. They call it the land of smiles. It's supposed to be pretty nice over there. Remember what I hear. I'm not sure there's bad wherever you go, but at least more peaceful people and Oriental people seem to enter their mind high thing. How that, I don't want to live like that. But I mean, I'm just saying how they all think, you know, they got the Buddhist thing going on. They're pretty chill, you know. Some places, I'm sure, there's some places you don't want to be there over that way, or the Philippines. They don't look like a real nice place. But, man, I live here in Florida. They're taxing the hell out of us for everything. And I hear Ron DeSantis, he's against the digital dollar, but he's for the Florida digital ID. Found that out through Whitney Webb. Well, when I listened to their show, she was talking about that. I advise anybody to listen to her. She's really good. I do trust her information. The girl does her work. She does her homework. She does a lot of good research. She's on
the
digital show, Whitney Webb.
The digital ID would just be the real ID, right? What they're calling
right.
The real ID. I mean, when I got a Florida license, you know, ID when I moved here 2 years ago. It was a little after I got here that I finally got it. But I mean, yeah, that was the only option that they gave me. You know, was getting the real ID. So that was when I first got it after relocating from Illinois. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, when the last time you had to renew yours is?
You might have went through something different. Mine has a star on it. In Georgia, my license don't work. Here in Florida, you have a star for an ID. If I took that ID to Georgia, it wouldn't work. It's got to have their seal on it. But Wendy's talking about is biometrics and everything. He don't have a problem with that. When they do the biometrics, listen to this theory. They let all these people come in here so they could, there's a problem. The solution will be biometrics. Well, we don't need a wall. We could just,
He's a Zionist. Everybody. You know, I mean, the Likudniks over in Israel are into, that's what DeSantis is going to be into. They're into heavy high tech surveillance is what he's going
right.
to be into that. They're into the immigration because it's like, you know, a different policy for Jews and for the rest of us. You know, I mean, they want to get rid of the white countries, but have more solidarity with the Jewish populations. So, I mean, he's going to be for all that, too. So, I mean, you know, that, yeah, none of that is definitely a surprise to me when I know just where he leans. He's pretty all-encompassing with the whole Zio sphere, right? But, I mean, no, I mean, they have a lot of weaponization. I mean, you have to admit, no matter what you think of Trump, I mean, it is a lot of lawfare from the Biden administration, which is, like many are saying, you know, the third Obama administration in a lot of ways. So, you know, we do have more of this going on openly, where it is like third world banana republic sort of politics. And a lot of those countries have better voting than we do and are laughing at us already these days. You know, not that voting could, get us anywhere. But no, I mean, we have a former Trump attorney, John Eastman, debanked by major institutions. And they're saying, well, this is another example of possibly, you know, this political weaponization of banking happening these days. And I don't know. We keep hearing about this NPR CEO talking about truth as a distraction. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Like, but yeah, this is Catherine Marr, CEO of NPR. I'm not familiar with them. I've never checked them out. I don't know if you're aware, really. But they're saying that next time someone you know says that they listen to NPR or refer to something they heard on NPR, show them this. And yeah, this woman is evidently the current CEO of the network. Catherine Marr is claiming striving for the truth is a distraction. You know, that's something that striving for the truth is a bad thing, and you know, you shouldn't want that around them. Oh yeah, another article actually covering that. A TED Talk, it was part of a new NPR TED Talk that this CEO Catherine Marr gave, during which she asserted that truth is a distraction which is getting in the way of getting things done. And calls are growing for NPR to have its government funding withdrawn after a series of tweets by Marr were uncovered in which she supported far-left causes. Government funding withdrawn. Well, I mean, can you really expect anything from any platform, media platform, that has government funding? You know, I don't care if you say left, right, or otherwise, Robbie.
No, I used to like PBS. When I was a kid, I used to like PBS. But no, NPR, it sounds like a bunch of commies. You know, I've listened to them a little bit, and they're so, oh, you hear that, oh, systemic racism, oh, you hear all this social equality. I mean, it's the whole the Obama crowd. It's the whole, they're a bunch of communists, a bunch of just what you would call the classic stupid liberal Democrats, or, well, they're not even that. They're really far left. I've listened to them, but I don't listen to them. Not anymore. Not very often. If I'm over there, if I can't get anything else on my car stereo, then I'll listen to it for a little while.
And I hear, as far as our dealings overseas currently, the U.S. is preparing to reimpose Venezuela oil ban as Biden seeks scapegoat to resume draining the strategic petroleum reserves over here. We're hearing from Scotland, a lot of polling over there showing how massively unpopular their hate crime law is. And I'm sure it's completely one-sided. You know, hate crime laws are only applying to white Scottish people. You know, any of the black, quote-unquote, Scottish people there, right, or brown, quote-unquote, Scottish people there, I'm sure that none of those are being prosecuted with hate crimes, Robbie.
Oh, no. As it goes here, too. Same deal here, yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't really hear much. Look much into this one. It was that Middle East Eye. U.S. push for a Middle East NATO failed to emerge during Iran strikes. So, let's see. Israel, the U.S., France, the U.K., and Jordan managed to intercept 99% of the drones, is what they're allegedly claiming over here. But again, we've had a lot of footage showing a lot of direct hits. But, yeah, we heard the Gulf monarchies were shutting down U.S. options to launch strikes against Iran in the event Washington felt the need to retaliate against Tehran's attack on Israel. Yeah, retaliate.
I don't think anything's going to be done. Very true.
Yeah.
They did their little thing that they were supposed to do. And
it may fizzle.
You know, how do we even know anybody really died? And Sarah, how do you really know that anymore? I mean, how can we really know? I mean, was there, you know, I mean, you have, I guess they got some film of the thing blown up well, I mean, really, it just seems awful weird that they had it took them like 7 hours to fly those drones over there. It took a while to fly them over there. I think they told them ahead of time they're coming with them, and then they didn't. They weren't even aiming, well, which is a good thing. They weren't aiming at those civilian targets that were headed for military targets. And then they shot them all down like firecrackers.
Well, here, final break of the hour. All right, sir, we'll sit tight, please. And, folks, we'll be right back. Of you stones, the sacred sacrifice.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
John Moore, the Liberty Man. On RPN from 7 to 10 with highly qualified guests. Monday through Friday, we talk about a range of topics. Day to day, helping you find your way through the chaos in store. John Moore, the Liberty Man. His website is second to none. Visit thelibertyman.com. Remember John Moore. From 7 to 10 and tune in, John Moore.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Robbie over 9,000. And
over 9,000 oh, well, is good enough.
All right, just over 9,000. Yeah.
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 You don't have to talk as much. You don't have to speak as much. Just over 9,000. There you go.
And you know, regarding this attempt to defend Israel from the Iranian attack, we're hearing Jordan played a big role along with the U.S. So, yeah, Jordan cast its role actively downing Iranian drones as self-defense and not related to protecting Israel.
And the Saudis did, too. I hear the Saudis and I think the U.K. Had some. They were all in on that whole little...
Yeah, we heard
shoot
them.
Match.
We did hear them mentioned. Yeah. The quote I had from a former Israeli officer, quote, there was unprecedented cooperation between Israel, the U.S., and the Jordanians. That was Michael
Mishten, Milishten, a former Israeli military intelligence officer, told Middle East Eye, quote, but calling this a coalition is an illusion, unquote. So, yeah, no one compares to Israel. Middle East Eye reported on Friday the Gulf monarchies were shutting down U.S. options to launch strikes against Iran in the event Washington felt the need to, again, retaliate against Tehran's attack on Israel. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Oman, and Kuwait all scrutinized their basing agreements with Washington to do the bare minimum that was required to avoid being involved in direct strikes on Iranian targets. Bilal Saab, a former U.S. Department of Defense official, now at Chatham House, told MEE that the Gulf states' calibrated actions underscored the limits of the Biden administration's push for a Middle East NATO. Aw. Crocodile tears. Quote, when we start seeing authorizations to use Gulf airspace to launch strikes on Iranian targets, then we can start talking about a Middle East NATO. Right now, it's the exact opposite, unquote, he said. I think that what we saw from Saturday's attack pumps the brakes on any idea of an Arab and Israeli NATO. He went on to say, so they're saying as the dust settles from Saturday's attack, the way regional states responded to the lead up to the assault is becoming a new battleground between Tehran on one hand and the U.S. and Israel on the other. It has little to do with the Palestinians, but rather the bigger question of who calls the shots in the Middle East. Well, it seems like it's taking attention off the genocide of the Palestinians in Gaza. And yeah, you know, Keith was saying they've already been doing a lot of, you know, West Bank acquisitioning. So, yeah, they want to get rid of all Palestinians, you know. Sadly, yeah. I think that's the case.
Maybe that's a nice big distraction, too. You know, just take your eyes off the genocide, like you say. Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Just, well, I have other headlines and news we can cover in hour two, Robbie. I hope you'll be here with me. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.